We have wrapped up the regular session for the year. How was it to serve in your opinion, the first session, rather, you got to be in the Missouri Senate?
Well, you know, it's been an honor to work to represent the hardworking people of the 33rd Senate District. It encompasses those 8 counties across the bottom part of the state. And every time I drive up to the Capitol, I think about what an honor it is to be the one that they sent up to be their voice. And I think about just in general, some of the work that we were accomplished. So very proud of the opportunity by being appointed to our Appropriations Committee, which is just one of 2 freshman senators that came in and had that chance to work on our state budget. And some of the things that I've accomplished by being given a place at the table, you know, we were able to put about $2 million to address some deferred maintenance at our career and vocational centers, set aside $1 million for an advanced welding lab at Missouri State University campus there in West Plains, which is, of course, in our district. Was able to help out our volunteer fire departments with over $575,000 going to cover their work comp premiums, and then additional $250,000 just to make sure that all of our rural fire departments have an opportunity to have EpiPens available for when they need them. Those are some things that we're able to do in our appropriations work. And again, I'll just say that the main thing was just the chance to be here and be the voice.
Had a chance to get some of your legislation through to the finish line as well.
Yes, we did. And for our first year, sometimes you start working on legislation, but you don't see it cross the line. So we're very fortunate in that, you know, I sponsored Senate Bill 582 that had to do with protecting our sheltered workshops. We had some actions proposed at the federal level, which would have threatened those workshops. And so we were able to pass some legislation that mirrors what's called a Section 14C. And it basically just gives the opportunity for us to provide a commensurate wage to our sheltered workshop clients so they can continue to have that employment and that job opportunity they so are proud of. So that got across the line, which I know is very important, to those 87 separate and independent sheltered workshops. They employ, I think, about 5,800 people. So this was a major piece of legislation, even though it seems like it might have been kind of minor. It truly impacted several people. I also was able to see across the line our Senate Bill 386. Now that requires the State Board of Education to develop a statewide plan for what we're calling minimum requirements for career and tech education certificates. It ensures that those certificates remain valid and really mean something. Because in addition to following federal plans, the CTE plan is to make sure that our programs are properly preparing students for today's workforce, not just what was needed maybe 5-10 years ago, ensuring that those needs are matched with appropriate education resources. So it's kind of the bridge between the workforce and between programs to prepare students for the workforce. So I see that as a win for us, for our state, and for our district. Now we also, kind of minor, but it means a lot to one of our major industries, and that's our loggers. And it has to do with making sure that the logging industry and the timber industry have the chance to fix some arbitrary and inconsistent measurement standards that's going to make it easier for log truck drivers to stay in compliance and for law enforcement to administer those regulations. Basically, it's when a police officer stops a log truck to see if they are overloaded or underloaded, it provides that standard to where everybody knows kind of what the rule is instead of being kind of a subjective call. Senate Bill 72 is also headed for the governor's desk, and it declares that first full week of September as Missouri Fox Trotter Week, and we'll have a lot more coverage about that in September.
Was there any other legislation aside from yours that you're happy to see go through as well?
I was proud to support Senate Bill 153, which is the Wayfair legislation, so Missouri can begin collecting that sales tax from online retailers and kind of level the playing field for our brick and mortar folks. I've heard from several people, business owners throughout the district, that they felt like they do their part in their communities to support the Little League and the civic groups and the schools and all those things. And they just want an opportunity to kind of level that playing field so that everybody pays at least the same amount of tax. Another thing that we passed was protecting our Second Amendment rights. It was a top concern that I can tell you our phones rang and our emails were full of people really concerned about passing the SAPA, it's called, or the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And it just declares that all federal acts, laws, and orders, regulations that infringe on the people's right to bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment and valid in the state of Missouri. So basically, law enforcement are barred from assisting federal authorities from enforcing federal laws in this arena that is believed to be unconstitutional. So it's a Second Amendment Preservation Act. So we saw that go across.
But now that you're in the interim and already looking ahead, as it were, especially to, in some aspects, to the next legislative session next year, is there anything that you're working on now that hoping to, if not fully advance next year, at least get somewhere between now and then?
When I visit with folks, we kept talking about economic development. When I think about our district, 5 of those counties are on the top 10 poorest counties of the state, of the 8, 5. So we know economic development is very, very important. And one of the pieces of legislation that I was working with was to expand on workforce development opportunities and education, including some innovation waivers for school districts so they could do some things outside of the regulations to make sure that we're preparing our kids, and also doing some individual career and academic plans overall, just making sure that what we're doing as far as education and workforce development is truly fitting the needs of our industry, of our business leaders. My goal there, and I'll continue to work on it, is to make sure that everybody's children, my grandkids, your grandkids, whoever it is, has a good paying job there in the 33rd District.